Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Eye Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining me to talk about a big event coming to the Oscoda Community Center, Linda and Dave Slaggart. How are you guys?
Great. Good morning.
Great to be with you.
Yeah, always a pleasure to have you guys in the studio. I know we've talked many times before about events that are taking place there. That Oscoda Community Center, I know you guys have been front and center on getting that revitalized, and you've done an awesome job. There's been some great things coming out of the Oscoda Community Center, hasn't there?
Well, thank you very much. Yes, we have been very involved in the Oscoda Community Center for quite some time now. And through the advisory committee last year, we were able to come up with an event that the community kind of demanded through a survey that we put out. And they were hoping to see concerts at the Oscoda Community Center. And we were able to provide that last year. And that's why we're here again today to talk to you about our Spring Fling coming up in May.
Yeah, that's right. The date is May 18th. It's a Saturday, and it looks like it's a full day. You guys really have this planned, don't you?
Yes, it's going to be a really fantastic event, one that we think is going to be a family and community event, a chance for everybody to come out and be entertained from 6:30 to 9 o'clock on May 18th.
All right. Well, let's talk about what's going to be happening during that time. Who's going to be performing during this Spring Fling?
Okay, we're going to showcase the Shoreline Jazz Masters again this year, directed by Jim Sapp. This is a group of young and old alike, older people mentoring the young, which is always a fantastic combination. And they will feature also the melodic voice of Linda Ramsdell.
She's awesome, yeah.
She is.
No doubt.
The Shoreline Jazz Masters provide swing, jazz, all kinds of different kinds of genres, but they highlight basically their swing and jazz group.
Okay. And then after that, you got them performing. Who else is going to be performing that night?
Well, what one wonderful treasure we have in our community is Eric Joseph. Mm-hmm. He is going to collaborate with the musicians to make the evening spectacular. Eric is an Oscoda School and CMU graduate and with an IT background, but his real love and passion is producing unbelievably imaginative lighting effects. This year, he plans to pull out all the stops, and he's adding in a whole lot of new effects, 8 moving wash lights, beam lights, graphics, laser projections, haze machines.
Wow.
And so he's really adding a lot to our whole performance.
Boy, no doubt. All right. Now, I know we're still about a month away from the event, but are tickets available? Can people get them now?
They will be available at the middle of April.
Okay.
Through the Oscoda Community Center and also at the Township Hall. The charge is minimal for the kind of entertainment they're going to receive. It's $10 a person for a seat, which is actually in a table and chair situation. And families that go can purchase a ticket for $25.
Very nice. So the Spring Fling's coming up, but you guys have so much more to offer there, don't you?
Well, you know what? Wait a minute there, Linda. You forgot to mention the celebrity MC.
Oh, right. We are going to add a celebrity
That would
MC
be me.
That's a great celebrity to have.
And they got a hook on the side there, Kevin, just in case I get a little long-winded over there. So if you just see me up for a brief moment, you'll know I'm the one that's getting hooked off the stage.
Oh, no. You're probably going to do a great job that night. You're going to bring a lot of energy to the show that's already energized.
That's right.
It's going to be wonderful. And it's also a chance for folks to see what the community center is all about, too, right?
That's for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, they can look around. Of course, we have lots of gym space, and we will be offering refreshments. I forgot to mention that in between the performance. And so they are free to the public, and we offer water and wonderful refreshments as at the intermission.
Okay.
Well, you know what? And the tables on the floor level are really neat. We have a couple of different sections there for that, and then the bleacher seats on the side. Well, we had over 100 people there last year, and it promises to be bigger and better this year.
Yeah, exactly. Get the word out, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's why we're here.
No doubt. All right. So if they want more information, how do they get more info on this?
Okay. They can call the Oscoda Community Center anytime and talk to the people there about it. Also, they can contact people at the Township Hall for tickets, and there will be a lot of information coming out in the paper in April about it and in May. So we look forward to seeing everyone there and hope to increase our attendance twice as many.
I love it. Spring Fling coming to the Oscoda Community Center. That'll be Saturday, May 18th, beginning at 6:30. And Dave and Linda Slaggart, always a pleasure to have you in, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys again when we get closer to the event.
Absolutely. It's going to be
Kevin.
Fun.
Thanks for having us.